It kind of feels like you guys never stopped touring. I mean, you just finished the tour with Chevelle and Middle Class, then you had your own like small little, 4-day headlining tour, and now you're on tour again. I mean, how do you guys do that?
just keep filling the gas tank and keep booking the shows. Well, I mean, it's kind of key for us right now to get out there and support the new record because we just released it. The single was out of radio when we were on the Chevelle tour, but the record didn't drop until we started our own little run. So yeah, we're kind of just starting the tour cycle on this record and hitting it hard.
It's billed as your sophomore album, your sophomore debut, but it's kind of like your fourth, your fourth release in a way. What do you think you've learned over the past, I mean, you guys have been a band since 98, so it's, what have you guys learned since then?
Sort of. I mean, I really got to update that Wikipedia. It's kind of like, the band's actually, this arrangement of the band's only been together for about 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, back before that, I was basically just kind of working on demos with other guys, other members. So we kept the same name, but it was a totally different kind of band, different songs, and almost a different vibe and style. So it was more of like just learning. Our career really didn't take off until about 6 or 7 years ago when we were when we first started working on demos for Red Right Return. That's when things kind of kicked in, and I think we kind of developed into who we are.
I mean, you guys have toured with some huge, huge names over the years. What do you think you've learned from them? What do you think you've taken from them and, like, kind of incorporated within yourself?
I think the biggest thing that I've learned is that everybody does their own thing and has their own kind of approach to what they do live. And I think that seeing a lot of great bands, touring with a lot of great bands, and just learning that you've got to find your own thing, like whatever makes you comfortable, whatever feels right as far as, your live performance goes, connecting with the crowd. It's just gotta be natural. It's gotta feel 100% honest.
How do you guys put songs together? I mean, it doesn't seem like there's one set way. All the songs sound very, very different, and it's not that your voice isn't a key part of every song, but it seems like each song is built completely different from one another. I mean, it's like you guys have a very, very unique way of producing music. Can you just tell us about it?
Sure. I mean, we consciously try to push the songs apart. We consciously try to make a record that was very different than our last record. We wanted to kind of try and take a step forward, or at least a step in a new direction. But yeah, our writing process typically starts with Mike, who kind of crafts beats and then guitar parts around those beats. And then he'll bring it to the band at a pretty polished state, actually. And the band will vote whether we like the parts or not, or if we want to change stuff. Once we kind of all agree that it's getting to a point where it's a song, then I'll get a hold of it, and I'll start working on the vocals. And then if the vocal melodies gel, the lyrics come together, and everybody votes on it, they like it, then it gets finalized.
It's pretty democratic.
Yeah, it's a long process, and it's a very democratic one. If somebody doesn't like a part, it usually gets rewritten or tossed out.
Can you talk about the creative process behind Stains? I mean, the song, it's your first single off the new album, and it's on the top 20 on Billboard. It's really, it's different too. I mean, there are times when you're singing and you've kind of got like a softer thing going on, and then the scream part comes in. It's completely unpredictable. How was it written? The lyrics, and how was it put together?
Stains is one of the first songs we demoed actually when we were writing the new record. I fell in love with that, the verse part, like that kind of dubstep beat. I just wanted to do something different because it sounded like something different than what we've done in the past. It took a while. The chorus came together pretty quickly, but I must have written 5 or 6 different verse ideas. And this vocal producer, or this music producer that I work with, specifically just on vocals, His name's Jake Hijack. He's a great guy and a good friend also. But he and I co-wrote the actual melody for the verses. And he actually played two to a few notes of the course as well. He was amazing. He and I craft a lot of melodies together just on the piano. So I'll listen to music, and then I do all my writing, melody writing on a piano. And then I'll usually bounce ideas off him. So that was a true collaboration with another kind of co-writer producer.
So where did the lyrics come from there? Were they based on anything in your life, or you just saying, this sounds catchy?
You know what? I put a lot of conscious thought into it. It came very subconsciously. So it wasn't about anything specific that I was either going through or dealing with at the time. I wish there was a great story behind it, but there is. It was a very stream of consciousness kind of free writing moment.
Okay, let's see. A lot of people have, compared the band to Tool and, have said that you sound like, a lot of other bands out there, bigger bands and things like that. But what are some things that you listen to that your fans might not expect?
I'd say one of my favorite singers of all time, Van Morrison. I love a lot of his, older, sort of more esoteric, abstract kind of stuff. Astral Weeks is one of my favorite records.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of probably something fans would expect. And then also, I've got a bunch of random guided meditation MP3s that I listen to. But because singing is all about staying as relaxed and as focused as you can be. So I use a lot of the guided meditation stuff to just get totally chilled out before we play.
Okay, how would you pitch this album to somebody that's never heard you before?
That's a good question. I would say never heard us before?
Yeah, that's never heard you guys before.
I would say it's a good, solid, dark, heavy rock record.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say to your fans about the upcoming tour, or anything to expect in the future from you guys?
I would say just check out the record online. You can get it at iTunes, and then it's actually video clips of each of the songs, 30, 40-second clips of us performing in our rehearsal space. We had this artist come, and he did it at a crazy mural on the wall, and the director that we worked with on Axor actually produced the videos. So I'd say that fans, if they want to check it out, they can either check it out on iTunes or they can check out the videos online and see if they can buy the record.